We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Bart Winkler Show. Tim Shea's here to start. Tim, I'm on my bullshit again.
Uh-oh.
My trading card.
Oh, fun. Started that again.
Yeah, well, I was at Target, and I always like to check, like, what they have. And it's never anything good. It's always, like, it's always bad. But there's a new box of the 2023 tops, and I don't have any 2023 yet. So I thought, okay, well, I'll buy it. And it's $25, and there's 7 packs. I didn't hit on anyone, but let me tell you the Brewers I got.
Okay.
We pulled an Ethan Small rookie.
Ooh, okay, that could be worth something tomorrow.
We pulled Taylor Rogers. Is he still with us?
I don't think so.
He was in the hater trade, people forget. Right?
Maybe. Yes. That's a great pull, though. It's a great pull.
Well, yeah, I was looking, and I'll look at this at the end of a second, but McKelvey had his roster projections out, and I'm just so out of the loop when it comes to the Brewers at this point.
We have a Rule 5 guy that might make the team.
Is that who, Varlin?
Yeah.
Yeah, heard good things about Gus Varlin on Monday.
Yep.
Adrian Hauser.
Okay, I know him.
He'll be coming out of the pen.
They're sending him to the bullpen, yep.
Aaron Ashby.
Okay, he's hurt.
Yep. And keeping in the trend of guys who probably won't make the team, the last pull I got was Keston Hira.
Oh.
And we touched on this a little bit on Monday's show, but I think that's the big – you know, the thing with the Brewers, let me just give you my overall view on the Brewers. It's what it always is. This is a team that if three or four guys that they picked up have above average to career years, they're going to be good. But they need they don't just like need Luke Voit to make the team. They need him to make the team and hit 30 home runs. They need Brian Anderson to be a stopgap at third. They need Luis Urias to crank bombs like he's doing in the World Baseball Classic. They need Tyler Naquin to, like, hit 20 home runs. So they need a bunch of guys to have career years, and then they might be a good team. Of course, the pitching rotation's good, and then we'll see what happens with the bullpen. But the Keston Hira thing, it's like he was their number one pick, I believe number 9 or something, 5 years ago. Just has never really stuck, and he'd get sent down and come up and have big moments. But the problem's always been the defense. And you thought, okay, well, then maybe he'll be the designated hitter. Well, they went out and got Jesse Winker, who I do like to have a decent year. Not because we're 6-7s related or anything like that. But I just – it seems like it's the end of the road, Timmy, for Keston.
Yeah, my problem with – you said Luke Voit hit 30 home runs. That means we will have, I guess, a problem with Rowdy, right?
I mean, well, then maybe I don't know. Maybe like make it 17. I don't know, Tim.
I was gonna say 10.
Okay.
I don't want to see him play every. I don't want to see Luke Voit play. I want to see him play maybe once a week. Maybe. Rowdy deserves that first base first base position. So,
well, like where do you think they're at in terms of, is this a, are they on the down? Are they on the, are they coming up? Is this a reload? Are they good? Cause there's still a lot of guys. So let me just throw the names at you that McKelvey's got on his latest roster projection. Catchers, William Contreras, Victor Caratini. All right. First base, Tellez, and he does have Voit. He is here off the team. The rest of the infield, Urias, Adames, and Brian Anderson. I think that's fine. Who got hurt in the outfield? Tyrone Taylor. So we're looking at Yelich, Mitchell, and Naquin. And then, you know, you've got your guys like Sal Frelick, Joey Weimer. Like, when are we waiting for those guys to come up before we're really? But then by the time that those guys are up, Burns and Woodruff could be out the door. So it seems like,
I think they're like steady. They're just steady. They're holding course.
Well, yeah, they're holding course. The Brewers are going to be picked to win the NL Central by a bunch of people. And if they're not, they're going to be picked to win second. They've built up that reputation for themselves, getting to the playoffs for the last 5 years. But I don't know, man. I feel like they're like, I don't know how good Frelick or Weimer are going to be, but they do have some up-and-coming talent. It's just that when those guys come up, the pitchers will probably not be with you, right? I don't think anybody's rushing out to buy a Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff jersey. Not that it wouldn't be great for this year and next, but after that, nobody quite knows.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. It's just that it's going to be a shame because you want to see all those young guys play with the pitchers that we have right now. So maybe you do rush them up this year and play. You know, they at some point in July they're all on the team, but I don't know.
It's not like it's the Fielder Hardy Weeks situation. Where we're waiting for those guys.
Yeah, it's definitely not that. I'd say they're just steady. Like, can they win the division? Of course, they're going to count on their pitching, obviously, to take them as far as they can go. I don't think they're going to. I don't see this team winning more than 83-84 games.
But that can still get you in the playoffs.
I guess. I mean, what, 2010 that got the Cardinals to win the World Series? 2011, whatever year that was. They won 83 games.
Well, I guess. I think, you know, if you're going to look long-term at the Brewers, because this outfield situation, you have Weimer and Frelick and, you know, these guys coming up. Mitchell already came up. But as we're waiting for those guys, you do have the stop gaps last year in Renfro. You know, you bring in Winker and Naquin. And these guys, these veteran outfielders are just stop gaps. If I'm looking at the Brewers, I'm thinking I got to thread a nice needle of, like, here are guys that are free agents, not this year, not next year, in 2025. If no one's extended. Woodruff's a free agent. Burns is a free agent. Adames is a free agent. Lauer's a free agent. Rowdy's a free agent. Hauser's a free agent. Your guy Matt Bush is a free agent.
Yes.
Okay, so I think what the Brewers need to figure out is if they don't have a good first half, then you might, like, there might need to be a decision where we just go ahead with this team and then maybe trade guys next year or next trade deadline. But there's kind of like a 2-year window here to be competitive with this group of guys, because Woody, Burns, and Adames, if you lose those three, you lose so much. And even Rowdy and Lauer, I can throw into that mix. And I think Freddy Peralta is a club option coming up, but they'll obviously keep him. Yeah. It's very cost effective to them. But it's like at some point, and this is what they tried to do with Hader and failed, and this is what the Packers tried to do with Rodgers and failed. When do you trade a guy when he's going to get the best value, or what can he do for you? Because Burns, if you trade him right now, tremendous value. Mm-hmm. $10 million, one more year arbitration. If you trade him next year after an arb year, maybe he's up to 15. not so much value because then it's only 1 year. And then if you don't trade him, then you just lose him and maybe get a compensatory pick for some high school shortstop you're going to see in 2031. So they've got like if it's just it depends on what the direction is going to be. And I haven't seen anything from the Brewers where they've, you know, Matt Arnold, they haven't done anything crazy. They're just staying status quo in this 85, you say 83, maybe 87 window. And I think what they're going to have to do is if they're competitive, yeah, let's play a little more. But Tim, if they're like 40 and 55 at the break or something, I'm going to be advocating to ship everybody out of here.
Get what you can now. You're right. I mean, you're right. I don't see them being 40 and 50, whatever you say.
No. And I don't want to be all like they're going to suck. And I don't know. This is the least spring training I've ever watched.
I've watched some games. I've peeked here and there, but I went
to a game, didn't even watch it.
I can't put my finger on it. I just, you know, what's the bullpen going to look like? That's kind of revamped. You still have, you know, Devin Williams closing out games, but who's going to be that, I guess, long inning guy when you need him? Or, you know, because he's, you know, Council, he's got a short hook with these guys. So,
yeah.
I don't think they have a plan, a set plan yet to do, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 6, 7, and 8, and then you go to Devin Williams in the 9th, which I'm still not convinced on him.
Oh yeah, what's his salary situation? You could potentially trade him too.
I'm not even convinced with that. It's can he be that dominant closer like he was in the 8th inning?
Hey, he had a good inning the other night in the WBC.
I know. What, 1 2/3? Scoreless?
I don't know. I was strikeouts? I was watching it, but.
I saw him. So, I don't know. It's the first month will be big, but, you know, Council, you know, games in April, they don't mean much. Well, this year I think you might be right. If they are 40 and, you know, 50 or whatever at the break, Maybe you start.
I'm Bart Winkler. That's Tim Shea. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, if we win anywhere. We are brought to you by HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off on all your orders. They've got CBD, CBN gummies. Got enough THC in there for you to have a good time as well. I did... What?
So funny. Yeah, go ahead. Just I know where this is going.
Well, because I took two of the THCOs.
Oh, today?
No, the other night.
I was gonna say when you were on your little boys' weekend, right?
Well, yeah, we all took gummies there, but we all passed out before they hit us.
Yes.
You know, and that's what happened to me the other night. Is I took one, then I was like, "Oh, I'm fine," and then all of a sudden it was like. I think I slept through the good times. But it helped me sleep.
I know.
And that's what I'm itching for. So, this is a big problem for me. I cannot sleep. I'm like Iron Man after the Battle of New York. I got a lot to process here. He took a nuclear bomb to space after the aliens opened up a portal and fell almost to his imminent death. That sense of trauma is the same kind of trauma I'm feeling when on a Tuesday, we were told WSSP was done. And then I thought I'd get a job pretty quickly. And then I got a rejection letter from Batteries Plus. And a month later, that same job is still on all the application job emails I get. So they didn't fill it. They just didn't want me. So I can't sleep either. So that's why, like, he goes and tinkers with all his Iron Man suits.
Mm-hmm.
I tinker down in my basement, you know, with Spotrac and my trading cards and podcast numbers and all this stuff. So there was a night this last week where I didn't have any yummy, and I didn't take a gummy either, and I could not sleep. So I take the gummies to sleep, and they help me. So that's what I advocate for. I'm kind of like the Iron Man of this town, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I can't really work anywhere, so I have to do something with my own name on it. I've caused a lot of pain to a lot of people, and I think I'm the best thing that's ever walked the earth.
So you said something earlier.
Okay. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is Iron Man.
No, it's Bart.
Oh, yeah. Promo code's Bart. 25%. I am so – what I am into sports, I'm like four times into Marvel. I'm watching goddamn Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now.
That's great. So you haven't watched much spring training.
No, because I was watching Agent Carter.
I know. Are you excited for this?
Got Daredevil season? Coming up.
Are you excited for this coming up season? Are you – like, yeah,
I would say baseball is the most out of sight, out of mind sport that there is to me. Like, I'm always thinking NFL.
I know.
I'm always thinking NBA. Baseball, I barely think about it until I know it's on that night.
Oh, and it's on every night, practically.
Yeah, so then, I mean, I get into it.
And it was easy to talk about, you know, at the station. Every morning you'd be like, all right, let's start with Brewers and go from there.
Well, I will be less, like, I'm less knowledgeable already, I can feel it, than I would be if I was doing a four-hour show in Milwaukee every day. Because, I mean, you mentioned Gus Varland, and I threw the name out of my top of my head. Thank God I saw Kurt tweet about it right before I got on here.
Yeah. I mean,
and our guy Grant Bills had a nice chat with him too when he was down there.
Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers City Connect basketball jersey night, the first weekend of the year. That's Saturday. Should we go?
Giannis jersey?
Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers City Connect basketball jersey.
Yeah, don't you think they should do more with Giannis?
I'm actually going to that game.
I mean, he owns a part of the team. The Brewers should be riding Giannis way more.
Brewers long sleeve hooded shirt. April 29th, Saturday.
Did these just come out, or are you just...
No, I'm on April. I'm looking at the schedule. I'm like, and I saw the Giannis Antetokounmpo, so that obviously caught my eye. Then, you know, I look on this next Saturday. So it looks like Saturdays might be their big go-to with giveaways, because that is interesting. The Saturday before is Christian Yelich Yelly Tumblr night.
Oh, Yelly Yeti.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it doesn't matter what they do. It's good that they're trying to get promotions out there and better ticket deals. But all that's going to matter is if they win or not.
I know.
If they don't win, it's going to be a disaster. If they start, like, especially if they start hot, all the shit we've talked about them for an offseason goes away if they start 10-4.
Yeah, they need to start hot. They got the Cubs, Mets, Cardinals, and then they go on a 10-11 game, three-city road trip. West Coast, right off the bat. So they better start hot, or else it could be a long, long summer.
Yeah.
Arizona, San Diego, and Seattle.
I probably, to go back to what I was saying too, is I'm not like saying the Brewers don't have a chance this year or next. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying with the way that baseball is structured, I mean, the time to win when you have Corbin Burnes, Cy Young winner, Brandon Woodruff. I mean, how do you get a better number two than that? Willie Adames. The time to win is when you have those guys under team control, young controllable talent, and that time's coming up. So I'm not rooting against them, please. I'm not saying they don't have a chance. What I'm saying is that if things go haywire, I will be one of the first ones to try to abort the mission and trade. I will be one of the first ones on that train.
Oh, I know. I know.
Because I want ultimately to win a championship. And I know with the Brewers, you know, they're not a team that can do it every year. They have to ramp up. And I get it. So even if they get into the playoffs and get hot, if the Brewers are competitive, play the year out. I'm totally fine with that. If they're competitive, get in the dance, see what happens.
Here's the thing. They are going to be competitive.
Okay,
Because of the additions with the new playoff system. I mean,
I hope they are. I don't want a shitty baseball team.
They really have to be bad.
But if they are bad, I'll be the first one to say trade.
And I don't think they're going to be that bad. It could be like last year where, you knew that they weren't going to beat the Dodgers, that they wouldn't beat the Mets, but they could make – that last second to last playoff spot and go in a wild card game. And then, hey, anything can happen in October. So I mean, it has to get really bad for what you're saying to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't think that will happen with this pitching staff.
I just want to be clear to Brett and Tosa. I'm not talking negative. I'm saying if things get bad,
I
then we got to move on. One more thing with you on the Brewers, Timmy. Council. Lame duck.
I know.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I followed Brett and Tosa, and he's obviously a big Brewer fan. And he was saying that he could retire and spend time with his family after this year, watch his son play.
All I know is that everything I've seen about the Brewers, when asked about Council, the front office has said,
we'll take care of it.
They've said more in the direction of, we want him here.
Yeah.
So then who's not putting the pen to paper?
Maybe Council.
Yeah, maybe Council. I mean, did Council even want to be a manager? He kind of just became the manager.
Do you think he was like just thrown into that position? Or do you think he volunteered? Like, I'll take it.
I don't know. That summer was so crazy. Those first summer, I really covered the team like every day at the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just not a fan of Ron Renneke.
I don't think a lot of people were down the end.
I was just like, get this guy out of here. And then Council took over, and it was a breath of fresh air. That'll be one of my biggest regrets. I never earned Council's respect. I was always the guy just showing up sweaty with a microphone, tripping over Sophia and Wagner and everybody else down there.
June 16th, golf night.
All right. Let me bitch about that.
I knew that would get you going.
Well, what if we made like, because, you know, if we're going to talk about golf simulators, we're talking about Carl's Place.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You can have you don't have to go to a Brewer game, an hour and 50 minute baseball game to get the golf bays. You can get one in your house. Do you know? Yeah. Get your tax return, have some money, put it aside, get a golf simulator. Do you know how much money, if you're a big golfer, is going to save you long term to have that right in your house. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Everybody here, maybe you're like, oh, I don't golf. You know someone who golfs a lot, and you know someone who could use a simulator. Tell them to go to bartwinklershow.com, click on the Carl's Place link, and tell them to build your own simulator. Browse around a little bit. See what they've got. See what they've already got built for you. Okay? Because here's the thing, Tim. I don't mind that the Brewers have a golf simulator in the stadium. In fact, some might say it's a good idea. There's two things I don't like about it. One is that three of their players allegedly, probably, yes, definitely got hurt practicing in the golf simulator last year. I'm on that theory. And then two, this Paige, what's her name, Spranick?
Sure.
This is a bobblehead to an audience of one. So, because Paige was at the opening of the X Golf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did she come to that? What guarantees that it, like, I know she's a big golfer, whatever.
Golf pro or whatever.
Yeah. But she probably came. She's like, I'm not coming to this. Like, oh, we'll give you a bobblehead night. Okay. I swear to you, this is a bobblehead for an audience of one. Because who wants a Paige bobblehead? And don't tell me she's beautiful. Don't tell me she has, God, I mean, she's got features that guys find attractive on her chest. And if you like to look at Paige's pictures, that's fine. But this is a bobblehead. If you think a bobblehead is good scenery, you're fucked up, man. So who's going to be tripping? Oh, I got to get a Paige bobblehead.
Well, luckily it's a theme night. So they have
to. It was like a Paige centerfold. Okay, at least it's Paige. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's anyone pervy enough to want a bobblehead. If you love Paige, you love Paige on other medium. So who actually wants a Paige bobblehead? Nobody. It's to an audience of one. It might be the worst bobblehead ever created.
It's a theme night promotion, so it's not given to, like, everybody. You have to specifically buy that package to get
those money. Are even worse. Because so you gotta go all the way to the fourth level. There's 900 people in line. Everybody somehow has 10 tickets to the theme night. I went up to get that Elmo that one time. There's people walking away with 30 Elmos. Which I bitched at everybody. I said, all these people putting your Elmo eBays on bobblehead. What a shame. Well, then guess what happened 2 weeks later to mine? My son broke it. So now I need one. So now I need an Elmo bobblehead. Brewers. I can get one now down to $20. Okay, because last year they were up for like 50. Ah, they're still pretty high. And I need the Cookie Monster one coming up too. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go to that game for you and get that Cookie Monster.
Oh, I'd pay you because I can't make it that weekend.
City Connect Flag Day. First 30,000. Get the grill. City Connect grill flag. So,
you know, there's a lot of weekends I cannot make, and I would like to lead into a special announcement. I say that I'm unemployed, right? But yes. I've got some CBS shifts coming up.
Oh.
WrestleMania weekend, I'll be doing shifts during the day. April 1st and 2nd.
Pretty much the WrestleMania preview show, right?
I will. I will most definitely. That just means I can't get too cooked on Saturday night.
Don't be late like some of us.
Yeah. What else? I got the Milwaukee Pro Soccer thing. You'll see me out around town a little bit this summer. And on an offshoot of that, I'd like to announce a new job I have. I will be doing the public address announcing for Forward Madison FC.
Thought you were going to say Brewers. But, hey, nonetheless.
No. So if you ever go to a Forward Madison game, I'll be the one up in the sky saying, go!
Got to practice that. That's pretty good.
Tim, I've been practicing that for 38 years.
There you go.
I'm ready to do it. So that's a bunch of weekends I'll be out in Madison. So that'll be fun. So yeah, look at me. Look at me busting my ass.
See? Always working.
Am I?
Yeah.
I'm always working. I mean, as I told you off air, my wife's like questioning why we need to send the daycare if I'm just going to sit around and watch Marvel all day. But
Devin Williams bobblehead night, August 5th.
Hmm.
Maybe that will be him punching a wall.
God, that sucked.
It's not the reason why we didn't go on in the playoffs, okay?
August 5th, Forward Madison is not home.
All right.
I'll be able to go. Mm-hmm. How about that? 16 games I'll be driving out to Madison.
The people want to know, Bart, are you going to be doing post-game shows, live post-game shows like the Bucks for the Brewers? Not every night, but maybe one here, one there.
Well,
do you know that yet or no?
The problem with that is I don't want to do it every night.
Or once a week.
But then I don't want to put out a podcast and say, like, sometimes it's funny, like, oh, we taped on Tuesday, you know.
Yeah.
But I still have, like, the scores. Like, I can tell you right now, Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end on Monday. They lost to the Charlotte 49ers in the CBI.
Always the 49ers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Damn.
So I can tell you that right now. But I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just – we'll just kind of see.
Hey, my Badgers have a big game tonight.
Oh, yeah, in Oregon.
In Oregon. At Eugene. And everyone's bitching about the court. Like, the good luck out at the court. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's the trees.
Hey, how long is this Bucks court going to be injured for?
I don't know. I was thinking that on Sunday. I'm like, God, that court's not ready yet.
I'm not going to do a Badger post game, but on Wednesday's pod, I'll tell you the score. I'll have it for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I won't. It depends if they're good or not.
Luckily, we'll have the Bucks to go till what? Hopefully, end of June.
And also, what if I want to listen to my main man, Timmy?
Well, yeah, you know.
Should I just do a post game after Tim's post game?
Recap
of post-game. Tim's post game.
Yes, the 2023 championship season.
Yeah, I got to talk to Timmy. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. Talk to him again. I can usually only have one Tim in my life at a time, and right now that's been you.
Thank you.
Tim Shea in the membrane.
Rowdy Tellez bobblehead, August 26th.
I ain't going to that. Well, Tim, good to talk to you.
Always, Bart. Let's do it again soon.
Appreciate you jumping on.
You bet.
Tim Shea, ladies and gentlemen. T-Shea 410. Unless you want to stay, I'm going to go like another.
Oh, three. Okay. Goodbye.
Yeah. And I'm going to text him right now. Thank you for coming on, man. But we are going to ride the rest of the show without Tim. I got some voicemails to play. Let's hit these. I actually have two from Brick. Brick in West Dallas called Friday morning, and then he called again. So here's the first one from Brick. You can leave a voicemail on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-BART, 402-915-BART, again on the Carl's Place voicemail line. And I get to them when I have them, so call more. Here's Brick part one.
Good morning, Bort. 9 o'clock on Friday. I was listening to the catching up on the podcast.
Hold on. Tim's back. What do you want?
Bart, sorry, but I have to come back real quick and tell you this.
No, it's great. What?
Saturday, September 16th, they already got William Contreras a bobblehead.
That's probably a good idea.
The new guy already, 1 year, not even 5 months in, and you give him a bobblehead?
What month is that?
September.
Yeah, so if they trade all these guys, he's going to be the only one left.
You couldn't give a Willie Adames bobblehead or a Garrett Mitchell rookie season bobblehead?
Yeah, Mitchell would be good.
All right, sorry. I had to do that. Carry on with
because he's a good-looking man, and I want a bobblehead of good-looking people. Jesus. That's what the Brewers do.
Carry on with your voicemail.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye, goodbye again.
Here's Brick.
Last night. I'm really glad you're definitely done with Aaron Rodgers and aren't going to talk about him anymore. And that lasted all of, like, 8 hours. But speaking of craziness, Hot Take Jake is, I mean, sometimes I like his take. He's very entertaining. But to say that the March Madness tournament is the worst way to declare a champion is insane. Saying that the best team rarely wins, basically, there's almost always at least three number one or two seeds in the Final Four. And I think it's the most compelling sports saga in all of sports, outside of maybe the NFL, just because anytime there's a one-game winner decision, it's just crazy intense. Or things like baseball and basketball, if you crap the bed one day, it's not a big deal because you got five or seven games to make it up. But I think, Jake, keep it out, man. Even though I think 95% of your takes are just flying out of your you-know-where. I love it. It's entertaining. It makes me think a little bit. So just a shout-out to Hot Take Jake. Keep it up. It's entertaining. Better than some of the callers that used to call into the fan that would just ramble for 20 minutes and not say anything because they like to hear themselves talk. Not naming any names. Mike. The picture. Okay. See you later. Have the day that you deserve.
So Brick's making fun of callers, and then he calls in twice on the voicemail. Brick, I won't play your other one. Yeah, maybe I will. Okay, Hot Take Jake. This guy comes with takes and he's got convictions. You got to respect that. And there's something to be said about his college basketball take. You know, but that's what I think that's what we like about college basketball. I don't know if it's the best way to determine a champion. It'd be terrible if they did it for the NBA. But I don't think anyone cares about college basketball enough that they really think the best team needs to win. They just want to gamble and fill out brackets in March. And it is very exciting. And college basketball, the Purdue-Fairleigh Dickinson game got the best numbers on any of the Turner networks since they started broadcasting the tournament in 2011. And so, yeah, maybe Purdue would beat Fairleigh Dickinson in a seven-game series, but that's not what we want to watch. We want to watch the upsets. But I understand what he's saying. I think that a lot of us, when it comes to college, would prefer to have the excitement of the bracket rather than like finding the best team. Because I don't think a lot of us care about who the best team is going to be. He mentioned Rodgers. Let me mention this. And again, I'm not talking about Rodgers from a personality standpoint anymore. I put my final YouTube video out on that. Got good reviews because I wasn't a psycho for once. So check that out if you need to. It was on my pod last week as well. But I do still want to talk about the trade. I want to talk about, you know, the pieces they could get for him, and I want to talk about the future. One guy who's been all over this, Pat McAfee is really – so I want to play this clip from McAfee on Monday. He was fighting with Packer fans all weekend. And he – because he came out on Friday and was just shitting on Goot, saying Goot is dumb. And maybe Brian Gutekunst is not the best general manager in the league, but when you're comparing him against Joe Douglas, who I think has a 20-46 record, the Jets GM, it just seems like, well, let me play Pat McAfee first. And then he rips on a group of people I'm actually going to defend, which I usually never do.
It was trending. I'm like, bro, what the hell am I trending for? Mm-hmm. So I clip, oh, pow, bang. Ow. And I was like, God damn, everybody seems to be I thought we were friends. I thought I was, hold on, I was a Packers fan. I feel like I provided a lot for Packers fan bases. I sympathize with the Packers fans. I went through a lot with Packers fans, and I'm like, damn, this changes quick. And then I started reading all the bloggers and reporters and everybody.
Always going to defend the team and the organization.
So they were kind of telling their people these people have very loyal followings.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were all kind of getting their directive from bloggers, reporters.
Yes.
Clearly. And then coming and cooking me in their own creative, which I will say, fantastic. I've dabbled with a couple different fan bases on the internet. I've stepped into the ring, shall we say, with a couple of the Green Bay Packers fan bases were pretty ruthless. They were a pretty ruthless bunch, I will say, coming from all angles the way they were doing it. But they were clearly getting their kind of messaging together is what it felt like. And it was all these bloggers and reporters and those types of people. Why do they hate? What the fuck? It felt like they were waiting to like kind of. Yeah. It felt like they were waiting to kill me. It's like,
all right, so I didn't barely know any of this was going on. This happened on Friday. I was at my dude's weekend. I wasn't that into like the Gutekunst discourse over the weekend on Twitter. Okay. I was more into annoying my friends and having them wonder if they regret bringing me or not. And getting wasted at a towny bar and losing my ass on the machines. So that's what I was up to. McAfee might have a point in that. He gets Aaron Rodgers every week. And so at some point, if your job is to cover the Packers and cover Aaron Rodgers, you're probably getting a little tired of you have to listen to this interview every week. And it's like the best way to get Rodgers interaction. You're a beat writer for the Green Bay Packers or someone who covers the team. And we all have to like wait to see what happens on this guy's show. So there might be some envy there by some. I don't know, but he's saying that once he called Goody dumb, the Packers bloggers and reporters sent out to their armies, this will not be tolerated. Let's go get them. Well, no, I think it's a very like we can shit on our team. Who are you to shit on our team? This is our team. Okay. We get to crap on all these guys. We get to do that. We get to make fun of the sledding hill. We get to make fun of Mark Murphy. You don't get to do that. It's our family. That's all it is to me. That's all this is a case of anything. It's like we get to call Goody dumb. We get to say he doesn't have any third round picks. We get to make fun of his drafts. You can't. That's what I think it was. Nothing more, nothing less. John in Franklin has a voicemail touching a bit on the Rodgers discourse. I'm just going to join it about halfway through, John. Here you go. John and Franklin.
This is just a circus. Heads over the coast. It's destined to fail like everything the Jets do. And it's going to be fun to watch. I'm not like your boy Ryan, who's going to be rooting for 12. I'm not. Once you leave the Packers, I'm done with you. Okay? Don't want to see success for you. Don't want anything bad to happen to you, but I don't want to see you do better than the Packers do. Ultimately, I'm a Packers fan, and that's where my loyalties reside. Not in a quarterback that was too good to get with his young receivers when he knew he wasn't going to be familiar with them. He knew there was going to be quite a learning curve unless he's so arrogant he just thought it was all just going to come together. Imagine the pressure. You know, nobody's talked about the pressure that was on Dobbs. And you know, all the young receivers with him. You get a chance to play with the Hall of Famer, and you immediately it's live action. You're not playing with them until it's real games. That was just selfish, and it tells you where, no matter how much money you pay the guy, where his loyalties were. The Packers front office backed themselves into a corner, and finally they're going to get out of it. And we're all going to be better for it. And who knows, maybe we could do this a third time, because we didn't lose. We didn't learn our lesson the first time
far.
I'm out.
Okay. I just realized after every voicemail I say, okay, I'll work on that. That's a me thing. I did see the note that everybody was excited to see that Aaron Jones, Christian Watson, Romeo Dubs, are going to join Jordan Love in California to work out to try to get their timing down. I like that. No need to look back. I like it looking towards the future. So that's good. I think this leverage thing still comes up a lot because there are a lot of people who really want to argue that the Jets have all the leverage. And I think initially I thought that they had more leverage than the Packers, but because Rodgers said he wanted to go there, but the Packers have the asset. And so the only thing that would put the leverage back in the hands of the Jets is if the Packers really want a number one pick this year, if they want 2023 picks. And I don't know how good they're going to be this year, so I don't know that they do. Maybe it doesn't matter to them if they have the 13 this year or whatever the Jets have next year, the 20, whatever. You know, assuming Rodgers is not awful. And I think you have a lot in the media. I saw Rich Eisen say, Packers, just get the deal done. Greeny is a big fan of the Jets. Get the deal done. Boomer Esiason, he was saying on Geo, Boomer and Geo, a show that I adore. I think Greg Giannotti is one of the best in this business. I'm a big Boomer fan too. He was saying that, you know, maybe because there's no owner, it might get done quicker if there was an owner. And it might. It might. I'm not going to argue that point, but there's not. The Packers, like the Jets are the ones that need Rodgers. The Packers have the guy that they want to be quarterback in 2023 on their roster. And then they also have Aaron Rodgers. The Jets don't. So I don't, the more that I look at this, yeah, the more I think that the Packers do have the leverage because they could just, what's Rodgers going to, is Rodgers going to show up to camp? If he shows up to camp, fine. If Rodgers shows up to camp when the Packers don't want him there, show up to camp and say, all right, Rodgers, let's do a quarterback competition. Let's do that. If he's there, what there'll be distraction with the media and whatever, but he's going to play his ass off and so is Jordan Love. Is that the worst thing? Is it going to be awkward? Is it going to draw the team against each other? You know, there could be some of that. You probably don't want it. You probably don't want it. And at some point, a deal will get done. But I think a lot of Jets fans that are in the media just want this done because they're starting to second guess if they're going to get Aaron Rodgers or not. And now all these other quarterbacks have gone at the board. Their only other play outside of Rodgers is Lamar Jackson. Otherwise, you're going back with Zach Wilson. You don't even have Mike White to turn to. So you're going to see a lot. This is just a remember the source thing. And maybe remember the source of me. I'm a Packer fan, so I don't think they need to bow down to the Jets. But it does seem like there's a lot in the media on a national level that are trying to force this trade through. And I think Brian Gutekunst would be best to make the Jets sweat it out a little bit. And then let's say the Jets do get Lamar. Well, then what happens? Then you just give him to the Colts for a 6th-round pick or he retires. I don't know. Cross that bridge if it gets to it. The Packers have the quarterback they want in 2023 on the roster. The Jets don't. It's that simple at this point to me. Okay. A couple other things I wanted to mention. I just bookmarked a few things over the last few days. I did see this tweet. This is from somebody I follow, but they're on private, so I won't like shame them for it. They had a tweet the other night. Bucks won't be advancing anywhere after the first round if they continue to play so inspiring against these lesser opponents. The last two games remind me of several games in the past where they just don't want to be out there. You can tell by the body language. This tweet was sent in like the first quarter against the Raptors, a game that the Bucks won so handily we barely discussed. There still is a tendency of Bucks fans to want to think the worst is coming. Stop. We won the title. We're the best team in the league. You don't need to worry anymore. Maybe they don't win at all. That will suck. But we'll find that out in May, not on a March game against the Raptors. I think there's been a lot of interesting discussion about Brooke Lopez over the last couple of days. In terms of this guy's going to be a free agent, what do you give him? What will he take contract-wise? Contract-wise, this guy's playing better than Rudy Gobert, who was traded for a fortune. You don't think some team's going to say, I'll take Brooke at age 36, 3 for 85? Some team might. Well, this Bucks fans, and I hate to say it, but this is where you welcome the ownership of Jimmy Haslam to the fold. Because you've got decisions on what to do about Middleton, and you've got decisions on what to do about Lopez. And now you have someone who essentially bought their way in to try to win a title, and he's got a lot of money. And that was money that the Lazarys probably didn't have or wouldn't spend, and now you have a guy that will at least spend it. So we cannot like our owners. We cannot like who they are. We cannot like the business they run. But he's got money, and we'll see what happens. I think if they win another title and Brooke wants to go somewhere else, you know, more power to him. I'm not going to be mad if Brooke leaves and chases some money, but as we said yesterday, there's a contract you get in your life that gets you the money. Brooks made nearly $200 million in his life. I think if the Bucks gave him a modest offer, he would stay. And I don't know how much longer he wants to play, but he's playing better than I've ever seen him in a Bucks uniform. I mean, he is just completely in demand, in control. Remember that one game he had really good against the Hawks when Giannis got hurt in the Eastern Conference Finals? It's been a whole season of this. It has been a joy to watch. It's been an absolute blessing to watch Brooke Lopez. Here's another call from Brick. This was a couple days ago, but he was talking about Giannis and the way that Giannis is officiated.
Hey, Bart. It's Brick from West Dallas. I finally got around to watching the replay of the Bucks game from the other night against the Pacers. You know, it was yesterday, technically. And I just think Giannis got into foul trouble. The calls are awful. I think it's just some BS that the Suns coach the other night bitches and moans on in the press conference about how Giannis never gets called for fouls and da, 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 because they can't play defense on him. They can't get in front of him to stop him, take a charge. They just throw their hip into him and hack the hell out of him because it used to work where you just hack the heck out of Giannis. He missed 12, 20 free throws a game, and you had a shot. Well, he's gotten better at his free throws. He's got better at his mid-range. Can't just hack him and throw five guys at him and just beat him up anymore. So they're mad about that. And then, ironically, the next game, the very next game, he gets into foul trouble early, and the officials are calling everything against the Bucks and maybe 50% or less of that against the other team. I think, I don't want to say the word collusion, but it rhymes with collusion, and the word is collusion because it's some bullshit. That's just all that's going to do now is every single coach, every single player, every single pundit is going to do nothing but bitch and moan about Giannis being too physical, Giannis not getting calls. So we're going to go on playoff time. We're going to see what happened with the Celtics series where we get the Boston Celtics and they're just going to get Giannis in foul trouble early because all they'll do is flop and they'll get the calls because everyone bitches and moans because they can't handle defending a physical player because they're all soft as hell. I'm just super upset. I just watched it, and I'm fired up now. Sorry for calling twice in one day. Hopefully, I don't annoy the hell out of you yet. But we'll have to chat sometime about funny things my two-year-old daughter has said that are along the lines of cursing and making up words that sound like curses, even if they're not. All right. Take care, buddy. Love you. Have a day you deserve. It's been a sign-off if you didn't figure that out. Peace.
Yeah, I remember the first time Brick said, have the day you deserve to me. On the air, and I was like, what the hell? But it's a decent sign-off. I mean, have a good day if you're a good person. Have a bad day if you suck. Giannis at the free throw line, 69% so far throughout the month of March. There hasn't been an outing where, like, it's cost them a game. His worst game was 5-for-10 at the line. I guess 3-for-7 the other night. But that was against the Pacers. They lost by much more than that. 14-24 maybe against the Suns could be better. But otherwise, the first three games of the month, he was 8-10, 16-18, 11-15, 6-7. And, you know, when Giannis tries to go and practice some free throws after a game and some Philly guy wants to be a hero and puts a ladder in front of him, yeah, that's some BS. That's some BS. With the Celtics, I still think, you know, we're talking about this too. Can Philly beat the Bucks? I don't think in a seven-game series. The reason I think the Celtics could beat the Bucks is their guys, they have more, like, it's not that they're deeper. They just have more guys that can get bullshit great for a series Grant Williams and Al Horford. We saw it. Those guys can just have monster series against us, like Van Vliet did that one year against us, you know. And then I'm worried about some of the not the games are rigged or anything like that, but it always seems like it's shenanigans with the Celtics. Shenanigans you don't get against the other teams. So I'm not worried about the Bucks in a series against the Celtics. I think they match up good. I just think if the Bucks and the Celtics play a series and the Celtics win, we're going to look back and say there's going to be like three or four things where we can say, well, that was bullshit and that shouldn't have happened and that was garbage. So not to be a dork, but the only thing that I worry about with the Celtics is, I guess, vibes. I do like this tweet too. I retweeted this the other day from at Bucks in Philly. This was just out of the blue. He tweeted, I like Coach Bud. There, I said it. I like his weird faces. I like his monotone press conferences. I like the culture he's created for this team. And I especially like how he doesn't blame anyone or anything else for the team when they fail. I think that was a good tweet. We're always making fun of these people. It's nice to acknowledge and commend them for what they do well. And Bud is steady as he goes. And maybe the team needs that sometimes. OmahaSteaks.com, 30% off. Is not the promo. Take that out, Tim and Post. $30 off. When you get the packages that they have built for you, go to OmahaSteaks.com. Type in Bart at checkout, and you are all set. $30 off your order for the Omaha Steaks. Just had the big shipment and sent back some of the – we made a huge sacrifice. Okay? We get the apple tartlets. My mother-in-law was here for a weekend, and we sent them back with her. Because we know she likes them. So we gave her the tartlets. Just going to be another reason to get another shipment from Omaha Steaks. Those apple tartlets. It's a nice surprise. You get the beef, you get the franks, you get the tenderloin. You know what you're getting the meat. But then these tartlets they come up with, it's like, man, incredible. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code is Bart. Thanks again to the guys. You've seen it, BartWinklerShow.com. That's the website. Check that out. New audio, new video is posted there. You can still use the same channels that you do, YouTube and Spotify and whatever. But if you want everything in one place, BartWinklerShow.com. I have promised to update it with more content. Since I unveiled the website, I have written zero articles for it. Maybe I turn it into a Marvel review show or a WrestleMania preview picks I'll put on there. All right, so I've got 2 weeks to do that. Okay, good. Thanks to Tim, and thanks to you guys, as always, leaving the voicemails. We are going to talk with Paul Imig and Toby on an episode of for our next show. And then I'll be live again Wednesday night after Bucks and Spurs. And we'll look forward to that. I'm Bart Winkler. Thanks so much for listening. Have the day you deserve. Stole it, Brick.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.